May it please the court, my name is Ann Hannigan, and I'm here on behalf of Erland and Matilda Iribarra, who are ethnic Albanians and Muslims, and they're married to each other. At the time of these events, Erland was living in neighboring Kosovo, in the town of Pristina, working by profession as a musician. Erland testified that his father was poisoned and died on the steps of their home after drinking coffee at a cafe with a Serbian officer. His father's friend said it was the Serbian war criminal, Vuk Petrovic. The legal authorities said he died of natural causes. The reason for the poisoning was that in 1998, his father, a doctor, was working as chief of the night shift at the hospital where a Serbian was brought in with wounds. The Serbian died, and it turned out he was the brother of Vuk Petrovic. Petitioner's father was blamed for his death. Then in July 1999, Vuk Petrovic actually picked out the petitioner, Erland, in a crowd and said, quote, "You'll end up like your father." In addition, petitioner's mother died in March of 92, 1 month after authorities intruded their home and subjected petitioner and his mother to a severe beating. Petitioner's father's clinic was also burned by the Serbians. Petitioner left Kosovo in July 1999, the same day he was threatened by Vuk Petrovic. He went to his wife Matilda in Albania, and the same month his wife received a phone call from an unknown man who told her that she would soon be a widow. As far as the possibility of future persecution in this case, the country reports for 2000 for Yugoslavia, the State Department reports, have a separate section for Kosovo. And it says that despite NATO presence, 3,600 people were missing, and of those, 2,750 were ethnic Albanians. What's really important to note is that it says the majority of the murders of Albanians were connected to, quote, family rivalries, which is what we have in this case. It said that virtually no town escaped ethnic cleansing in 1999, where mass grave sites were uncovered. The immigration judge claimed there was a dramatic change in the Yugoslav government, despite these country reports. The issue is really whether a reasonable man in petitioner's shoes would fear persecution by this known war criminal, Vuk Petrovic, or the men he controls, because he's an ethnic Albanian and because of his familial relationship to his father, who's blamed for the death of Vuk Petrovic's brother. One of the articles submitted by petitioner states that Vuk Petrovic is still a free man, continuing to roam the streets of Pristina, Kosovo, and who still controls men who are former Serbian soldiers. Moreover, Petrovic approached petitioner in 1999, just prior to leaving the country, and threatened him, telling him that he would end up like his father. And then shortly thereafter, his wife Matilda received the phone call saying that she would soon be a widow. This is not just a personal vendetta by Vuk Petrovic. Petitioner and his wife have been targeted because they are ethnic Albanians and they are Muslim. The hatred of Muslims and Albanians in Kosovo has been well documented. Petitioner also claims that the governing body, NATO, which the immigration judge claims has made the entire region now safe because NATO troops had moved in, NATO was unable or unwilling to control those who would persecute petitioner, because petitioner went to NATO troops, told them about the threats from Vuk Petrovic, and nothing was done, no investigation was made. Finally, the country report relied upon the immigration judge and the INS actually supports the probability of future persecution. The immigration judge said it shows the Yugoslav regime of Milosevic had collapsed, but the reports indicate that ethnic Albanians are still being persecuted, kidnapped, and murdered for ethnic retaliation and family rivalries. The immigration judge states in his decision that war criminals are being handed over to the International Courts of Justice, but there is no evidence that this particular war criminal, Vuk Petrovich, or the men that he controls have been arrested, and he and his men are still at large in Kosovo. For all of these reasons, I would ask that the petition for review be granted. Cut off his fingers, because he's a musician. Right. Yes. I believe he showed it in court, the scar. I just know that in the testimony he stated that he still had the scar, and I presume that he showed it to the judge in the record. No. The judge really didn't comment on that. He did not comment in his ruling about that. Thank you, Kara.
May it please the court, I'm Marion Guyton for the respondent. Notwithstanding the comments just presented by petitioner's counsel, the fact remains that substantial evidence supports the immigration judge's finding. And further, there is no, a contrary result is not compelled by the evidence. Contrary to the claims of petitioner, petitioner's unsupported speculation regarding his father's death, along with the two incidents that he cited, cumulatively do not rise to the level of persecution, and they do not support a finding of past persecution. Counsel for petition just stated that she quoted the reasons for the poisoning of petitioner's father, and then she goes on. But there was no evidence that there was actually any poisoning of petitioner's father. There's nothing more than petitioner's unsupported speculation that his father was poisoned by anyone. The autopsy reports indicate that his father died of a natural death. And all we have from petitioner is his speculation that because his father was seen having tea with Vuk Petrovich shortly before his death, and then on his way home he collapsed, and there was some testimony that ethnic Albanians and Serbs do not usually socialize, and just from those speculative comments, we're told that his father was poisoned by Vuk Petrovich. The immigration judge found that these incidents, there were just the two incidents, the search of the home in which the police allegedly were searching for weapons, and during the search for weapons mistreated petitioner and his mother. And then when he was coming back from a wedding, performing as a musician at a wedding, he allegedly was accosted by Serbian soldiers or police who threatened him and threatened to cut off his finger, and that there was no indication that they didn't like music or his music. According to the testimony, there was only vague testimony as to exactly what the soldiers were motivated by. There were no statements made at the time indicating that they about out that he was an Albanian, that he was a Muslim, that they had any kind of political. But it is In order to establish persecution, it has to be motivated by one of the reasons enumerated under the Act. Now, that's correct, Your Honor, but the judge did not find the petitioner not credible. The judge did not make an adverse credibility finding, and the judge did not specifically question that these incidents took place. However, the judge did not feel that the incident individually or cumulatively rose to the level of persecution under the Act. And it's the government's position that there's no compelling evidence for a contrary conclusion. The judge provided the reasons for his determination that there was no past persecution, and that these incidents, although they were, he indicated they were incidents of harassment and discrimination. I support the immigration judge's determination, who heard the evidence and had the opportunity to observe the demeanor of the witness. I wasn't there to weigh the evidence and observe. The government would support the immigration judge's determination that it did not rise to the level, and that the incidents were not serious enough, and that they had not been established on this record to be on account of. Not specifically. He indicated the two incidents that the petitioner cited, other than his father's death from natural causes, the search of the house and the police or soldiers stopping him, and the incident over the music, not playing the music. But I would submit, though, that the indications that the soldiers' opposition to him was not specifically directed toward his ethnicity, as opposed to perhaps they didn't like this type of music. The record is not clear as to this nebulous incident. There's a reference to them not wanting him to continue to play the music, but is it on account of the fact that he's Albanian, or they don't like that particular music? Yes, it is Albanian music, but I would submit that that is correct.
Just to clarify about the threat to his fingers, what happened was there had been a bombing and they were arresting ethnic Albanians. And they went to his apartment and they said, if you continue playing at Albanian weddings, we will cut off your fingers. Well, Albanian music at Albanian weddings. They said at Albanian, what he said, he testified at Albanian weddings, so I mean, the inference is that it's Albanian.
Starlight, it's Helen Starlight.
guess. I don't know. Okay. Well, yeah, I think they do have their own music, and it would be different than Serbian music. As far as showing a well-founded fear of persecution, you need to allege specific acts and general acts, or the general climate, political climate. And he has shown the specific acts, his father's death, the threat to cut off his fingers, the threats to him personally and to his wife, and the beating with his mother dying a month later. And in general, he has shown through the State Department reports and the newspaper articles that ethnic Albanians are still being targeted in Kosovo, largely because of family rivalries. And the immigration judge mainly found that the NATO troops had remedied any threats to Albanians in Kosovo, which is contrary to the State Department reports which were submitted by the government. Thank you, Yana.